Engagement in action.
Don't just think of this as something that you do on Saturday. It's part of your becoming and being the graduate of Rhodes University.
Discovering the relationships between Rhodes University and the communities that surround it.
What have you been learning in class that you now take into looking at this world that you see, which maybe you've never seen before?
This time, Professor Chrissy Bowie.
I'm Chrissy Bowie, and I'm Deputy Vice-Chancellor, Academic and Student Affairs. And so community engagement is part of my portfolio.
The interviewer is Jane Morgan.
When you cross the stage of graduation, you are not just a person who knows more. You don't have more knowledge in your head. If that's how you understand yourself when you graduate, we have failed you as a university. When you cross the stage of graduation, you are a person who looks at the world with different eyes.
You, not that long ago, gave a talk to a bunch of people who were, I'm assuming, perhaps starting their sort of community engagement.
Their volunteering.
Journey. And you said something I thought was very interesting, which was when you get your degree, if all you have is knowledge, then we have failed, which seems to me a very strong statement. Can you tell me what you meant by that?
Okay, so I don't think that becoming a graduate is simply being the same person, but just knowing more. I think that if a university's done its job well, then you become a different person. So the graduate is a very different person to the person who comes in at 18 after matric. So the graduate is someone who literally looks at the world with different eyes. And we have to do that in a university. We have to get them to be that person who looks at the world with different eyes. That's who employers want, and it's also who the country wants.
I think almost everyone would agree with you. But then isn't that what you do within the university? And with your teaching and your brilliant lecturers and your facilities and all of the academic quality that you've got, why is the community engagement element of that important?
Well, if you think of what happens in a course, in an academic course, typically they will introduce theory. Now, what's theory? Well, theory is exactly like a pair of spectacles. You put the spectacles on, you look through the theory, and you can see things you didn't see before, or you see them differently. But so somebody does that in sociology or wherever. They introduce the theory, but you can get the theory, but you don't live the theory. And what I think you need to do is to see the theory in action. Because when you do that, you might end up challenging the theory, but what will happen is that you'll understand it a hell of a lot better. And it just allows you to keep your theoretical spectacles on. So the theory isn't something that you use in sociology or in politics or wherever, physics or biochemistry. It's something that you have it on all the time.
Possibly the majority of you will have a service learning experience, and you're all going to have a volunteering experience. And you have to understand that as not something that you're just doing in your free time. It's central to your experience at this special university, and it's central to the graduate you will become.
Okay? Let me go back to the beginning of my thinking and the way I've tried to locate community engagement in the university in the time I've been DVC. So the Rhodes University, it's a member of a small group of universities that are called the research intensives. Not all universities are research intensive in any country. In South Africa, there's five, maybe six. If you look at the ones that are research intensive, we're the only ones outside a major urban area. So here we are. We've got this research intensiveness, and we sit in this poor town in the middle of the, you know, rural Eastern Cape. What does that mean for us? It's got to mean something. So it obviously you can turn your research capacity to the community, but it also means that you've got to bring the community into your teaching and into the learning of the students. So it's what can give us a unique place in the system. It does give us a unique place in the system. So that means that it's a community engagement. If you bring it into teaching and learning, if you bring it into the student experience, then you give students an undergraduate or postgraduate education, which is different to any other in the country.
How do you make sure that the people on the other side of this equation, the community themselves, are, I was going to say protected, that sounds quite a strong word, but how do you make sure that you are not having a negative impact and or exploiting? I think there's a potential for exploitation there. How does that work?
Well, if you look at the way community engagement is understood at this university, it's understood as a partnership. It's not just that students take their learning, their abilities to the service of communities. It's very much that they have to learn from communities. I could give you an example. Suppose in sociology they would use the concept of the household. Now, given my background, you know, small nuclear family, I would understand my household as mum and dad, some children, yeah? For some of our students, when they go out into the community, they quickly learn that the household is entirely different. And then they might, well, hopefully they will, and with some prompting they will, start to think that the shape of the household, it's cultural, it's economic, it might be shaped by poverty, it's shaped in all sorts of ways. So they learn from the communities. And a lot of them often feel quite silenced quite quickly when they go out because it's so different to anything that they've had before. And, of course, it helps even if a student comes from the same sort of background as in the communities. They've now got other concepts to think of the things they've experienced and to make sense of them in the same, in different ways. You know, just as the way the privileged students will be learning and challenging their own assumptions, what we will give them is a set of tools to make sense of what they've always experienced in the case of students from disadvantaged backgrounds.
The people who are graduates will also always use evidence for what they say. They'll say things, but it's not just, well, I think. They always have evidence for what they say. I think because, and here's my evidence. That's who the graduate is. They are the people that we are trying to produce at this university. Very, very special people that this country needs more than anything. Forget all the skills stuff. Obviously you need some skills, but you'll get skills in doing it. But we need these critical citizens more than anything.
I'm sure there are always students who are there from day one and dead keen to do this. But there are probably quite a lot of students who think, you know, I don't really have to worry about that. I just need to come here, never leave campus, get my degree, go and get a well-paying job somewhere in a big city. Mm. How do you persuade those students, if indeed you do? And also, how do you try and make sure that this is something that what you're saying actually happens in practice, that is genuinely integrated in the lives of everybody who comes here?
I've long argued for understanding this university as the only research intensive outside a major urban area. It was only in the middle of last year that we got that written into the institutional development plan. And so there it is, we're acknowledging it now, and in that plan as well, we're acknowledging what that means for research and for teaching and learning. So what we've now got to do is to, it's in that IDP, that plan, we've now got to, I don't like the word, operationalize it through our recruitment, through absolutely everything that we do. So our recruitment materials have got to say, come to us, because this is who we are. If you want to be the kind of person we're envisioning you to be able to become, we're the university for you. And there's lots of evidence that that is what's wanted by students. I mean, I'm a scholar of higher education at a sort of, it's my area of research. And there's a, higher education has been constructed for a long time as a means of getting a job. What I heard very firmly in the protests, not only here, but at other universities, is no, that's not all that we want. We're looking for something else. So we've got to market that. And we've also, of course, got our academic teachers to understand that. And that will then go into their curriculum design. It'll go into our orientation program for students, and so on and so on. So getting it written into the IDP was really important. But now we've got to really make it work, to make it meaningful in every single thing that we do.
What sort of feedback do you get from community groups and from anyone, the local government, whoever, about the sort of work that is being done?
I think perceptions have shifted. I think we used to be the ivory tower, the top of the high street. I can remember we've run alternative admissions tests. This is going back many years, early 2000s. And I went down in a previous job. I went down to East London to run the tests on a Saturday morning. And a man came in from the rural Transkei with his daughter. And he was late for the test. And I made the decision to let her into the test late. And so she went into the test. It was being invigilated. And I went out to talk to the father. And all he could say to me was, I've seen that place. I've seen it. And what he was expressing to me was he'd stood somewhere in front of the clock tower and he'd seen the space to which his daughter was now trying to get entry. But it was like there was a big barrier there. I think that in the last 10 years, that has changed. I mean, look at the number of students we get from poor schools in Grahamstown who now come into the university. You only have to go to an event where the community partners are there, and I was at one last Thursday, and they are shaping what we're doing. They're not silent. They're not the recipients. They're shaping the interaction with the university as co-owners of this whole endeavor. So it's shifted fundamentally over the years that I've been here to not this ivory tower for privileged white children. And, you know, I really hope that the privileged white students that we get in the future are students who want to understand themselves as South African citizens.
So I hope what I've said today makes sense. It's something that I have been working very closely with community engagement to do. And finally, we have it in this plan and accepted by all levels of the university, right up to the council.
So what we are now able to do, and I think hopefully from next year, we'll offer a very different kind of degree parchment, which is badged. So at the bottom of the parchment, it will have something you can scan on your cell phone. Anybody can scan it. And it will take you to a website where all the engagements with the community of an individual students will appear. So if you volunteered and you've done that, you'll see the volunteering. If you've been in service learning courses, you will see those courses. So a student can say, this is what I did in my undergraduate career. Students are very, very conscious of their CVs, very conscious. And here's the proof. I've got it. Look at my parchment. Scan your phone over it. So we'll do things like that. The push for service learning, it's there. We don't actually have to try very hard. More and more people are moving to incorporating service learning in their courses. Students choose engaged research. They just do it. So to formally say you will do it would be difficult, but it'll grow. And we can just see it growing and growing year on year, both from the academic staff who are incorporating it into the curriculum and the students who pitch up on a Saturday for volunteering, you know, where we're wondering, how can we handle them all? How can we handle them? How are we going to manage the logistics? Where's the buses? So it's growing organically.
So please don't forget what I've said today, because it's so, so important. Just go out there and see it as part of your learning. And of course, you will make a difference as you do that. Thank you.
It is in our planning, in who we are. We've recognised it. I wrote it into all the curriculum documentation. So wherever you look in the work that I've done here at Rhodes, you'll see community engagement and, you know, understanding students as they are different people when they walk across the stage. If they think they're the same person, then we haven't done our jobs.
To hear other podcasts in this series, search for Engagement in Action on iTunes or go to ru.ac.za/community engagement.